You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Roof. I'm Luke.
I'm Joey.
Welcome to The Roof. Easy climb, a bit wet. It's a bit rainy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A little slippery. Watch your step.
Yeah, please do. I'm going to have to go to the hospital after this one because I think I might have fractured my entire leg. Left leg.
On the way up.
So, not my strongest one, so that's all right, but.
At least it wasn't on the way down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who knows? I got one more leg left, so we'll see how that works. But I'll see if I can find any crutches here in the studio for my way down.
Well, we're back.
We are back.
After...
Happy fall break.
A refreshing and peaceful fall break.
Yeah, that's one interpretation.
Well, it's like, it was peaceful.
Now, no, yeah, it actually was fine. I had a good fall break.
Now it's not just because stress...
Yeah, well, it's because you come back and the professors are like, oh, fall break? oh, fall break? No, you were supposed to be doing work that whole time. Here's all the assignments that are due tomorrow.
Exactly.
And it's like, no. You didn't even assign these. You didn't even...
Why would you do this?
Wait, what do you mean I have a presentation fully in Chinese tomorrow morning? What do you mean?
Oh, we had like 3 quizzes and a test last before break? Oh, here's a test the day
you get back. Oh, here's another test? Oh, okay.
All right. I'm good all with right. that.
But yeah, We're navigating through the stress, and I think we'll survive. But once the week is over, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's a 3-day week, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, it isn't. It's just a lot packed into 3 days.
True.
But yeah, hope everyone else is doing fine. We're going to be starting off the show with probably entirely doing a lo-fi show because it is very rainy and kind of just fits our mood. So
it's kind of the mood today. That's kind of all I want to listen to right now.
Yeah, same. I'm just going to be playing a song called Smokes by Evie.
Mm. Oh, Evie.
Off of Beat Tape 2. So I've never listened to Beat Tape 1. I'm sure it's equally as good. But yeah, here's Smokes. Thank you. That was Smokes by Ivy.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I also just like the title. Smokes is a good title.
Ivy is a good artist.
Yeah, yeah. Really good.
Another case of they get in my recommendeds. I listen to a song and then I never listen to any of their other songs on my own.
Yep. No, yeah. I've gone through a bunch of their music recently just because I've been trying to find more lo-fi songs. Because I've just like listened to the same set and a lot of songs, like the same set of like 500 songs for like, which sounds to a lot of people like that was a lot of music. I've listened to like the same 500 to 1,000 lo-fi songs for the last like year or so. And I'm bored.
Yeah.
So I'm finding, not that they're bad, I'm just bored.
That's
so,
like, my lo-fi playlist is huge.
I'm replacing them.
It's like over 1,000 just because I sometimes like to just put it on shuffle.
Yeah.
But I find myself just scrolling all the way down to the newest ones.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've listened to the other ones like so many times.
Because I just always have music on. And most of the time it's lo-fi because if I'm doing work or just hanging, it's easy to talk or easy to focus on. Yeah. In class, you know, during exams.
the artist, the lo-fi artist just slip in like the answer to two A's. Like,
the answer's A, it's A, it's A. Idiot. That's stop the, circling like, B.
Vocal and then it just boom.
Yeah, 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 exactly. It just jumps in it. Yeah, the professors take out the heads. It's just EDM when you take out the headphones.
Classic.
That's like a really niche reference.
Yeah,
that I just made.
No one else will get.
Yeah, that's all right though.
That's fine.
We can explain it though. There's this kid in one of our classes, absolutely incredible kid.
What a powerhouse!
What a powerhouse! Perfect word.
Student athlete.
Student athlete. In one of our classes, he's actually a super nice guy, when my professor or our professor was like, oh, like what music do you guys listen to? He just loudly announces from the back with like no one else is like participating because everyone like just got to class and is tired and it's a 2:45 class, so people don't really want to be there. Although professors are great. But he's just like kind of loudly from the back goes, EDM. Like unironically, I think. Like at first I thought it was ironic, and then I'm pretty sure it was definitely unironic.
Definitely completely unironic.
Yeah.
But he had the confidence, which I respect.
Yeah, no, to have that level of
just belting.
He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care what anybody thinks.
Nope,
at all. And I get that's something I respect.
He's a respectable guy.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, okay. Yeah.
I have honestly never listened to EDM. I don't think, unless in passing.
I think you've definitely listened to some EDM.
I don't know what
not in the sense. All those
like house EDM, I don't know what the difference is.
Honestly?
Electronic.
I used to.
I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
I think because it evolves, but.
Yeah, yeah, because any of the recent house/EDM music is very different from what I've originally listened to.
Totally.
So. Yeah. Anyways, enough on that little rant. What do we got? What we got coming up? What we got coming up next?
I got another lo-fi song.
That's
I don't know.
Out of left field.
I'm lucky that it always kind of fits. Like some music I don't want to listen to. Sometimes I'm always down to listen to lo-fi.
Yeah, there's like a couple select lo-fi artists that are the exception. Like like most like beats and vocal samples from Shiloh Dynasty really sometimes I can't listen to anymore.
It's yeah.
Because it's devastatingly sad.
Just that's the mood of those songs though.
Yeah, that's like the point.
I kind of overall prefer the more just like they could just be hip hop beats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, here's Balcony Chill by Yastalgia.
Balcony Chill.
Yeah, that's it.
Nostalgia. All right. Well, hope y'all enjoy. Thank you.
was Balcony Chill by Yastalgia.
A slapper.
Just found it today. Discover Weekly.
Yeah, I mean, always on the edge of my seat.
Always pulls through with the lo-fi music.
Yeah.
Release Radar has always just had like a mix, but I don't know. I guess I listen to too much lo-fi. Or just enough.
Yeah, I would agree with that. One of those.
Find out next time which one.
Find out next time on the roof when I break my other leg.
On the way down.
On the way down. Yeah. That would be... Can you imagine if we actually did this show on a roof?
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be so good. I would love that. I mean, right now, maybe not so much. No. We need like a
tent.
Okay. What if we did it on a roof in like a glass dome?
See, I was going to say a tent because that's like realistic.
No. We already can't do a show on a roof, so I might as well add a glass dome.
That's true. Simpsons movie.
It's just me, you, Marshmallow.
The artist?
No. Like a Marshmallow.
Oh, okay. Just on the ground.
Yeah. No. Well, we're camping at the same... Because you mentioned tents. So we have a tent in glass dome.
It's a glass tent.
And there's
tent.
Like a campfire going.
It's a completely clear tent.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. But it's still like a half circle. Like it's like a half sphere, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like a dome.
But it's like...
But a tent.
Yeah.
It's waterproof. It's... I just kind of like started saying words and then I was like, oh, this is cool. Let's add more things.
Yeah. World building.
World building is fun.
We're too good at it.
I like to world building. Yeah. So welcome back to the roof inside of a tent with our campfire and singular marshmallow.
On top of a building.
Coming up next, we have an absolute classic that both of us wanted to play, but I rudely put it on my playlist.
Presumably first. No, I don't. I'm just glad we're playing it.
Yeah, it's a really, really good song. It's not from this video, but there's a video that it is used in. It's like an animated short, sort of.
It's like,
that's themed around Star Fox, like the video game.
But it's like specifically like space related, where it's just like a bunch of cool space visuals.
Yeah, so even if you've never played Star Fox or don't know what Star Fox is, it looks pretty cool. It's very vaporwave. It's very, 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 very vaporwave.
The visuals are really cool.
Yeah, and it's completely synced up to the song. So definitely, honestly, if you look up Star Fox vaporwave on YouTube, it'll probably come up.
You could also look up the title of the song.
Oh yeah, which I don't know how to say. It's a French title, I believe, after looking at the other songs that are created by this artist, because it looked like the other titles are in French. But it's REV space LUCIDE.
I think it's Rev
Lucide. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But
I mean, I'm sure you would have to pronounce it like differently in French.
Yeah, we're gonna have our fluent viewers, listeners, call up and be like, actually.
I mean, I took it in high school, but I also forgot.
So. Okay, yeah. I also took it in high school.
I've never seen either of those words. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they are
words.
Who knows? But it's by the artist. You know, I know how to pronounce umlauts in other languages, just not in.
I think it's just
Lune.
Yeah.
Lune. Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it has something to do with
similar.
The moon or something.
Yeah, but L-U-N-E is the artist. But very good song. And yeah, that's what we're going to be playing. We'll be right back.
we should, you know, get out there.
That was Rev Lucid Balloon.
You did it.
Thanks.
You got it.
Thanks.
You got it.
Careful to not. I don't like mispronouncing people's names, and I don't like mispronouncing titles. I hate it.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like it.
If you do it,
it's bad.
It's fine. You just...
It's frustrating.
Why is that frustrating?
I don't know. I don't like getting people's stuff wrong.
Oh.
Because I feel like... Because I don't like when people... You know how much I hate when people write the last name Aluzi with one Z? It genuinely makes me very upset. So I feel like that's... It's very similar in the way that... It's just like, come on. It wasn't that hard. Like, is me pronouncing this that hard? No.
Isn't. It might be like a main thing. Just pronunciation wise, but I've had like teachers say Prescott instead of Prescott. I think that is a main thing. But
Prescott?
It's an O. It literally
Prescott?
Says Scott. Do you just call people Biscuit? Like,
is if Lucas someone's Biscuit?
If someone's name's Scott, do you just call him Skit?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't mind that.
Skit sounds like a Hummel.
Good nickname. anyway, I'm gonna play Wayside
again
by Sebastian Kamai.
Wayside. Oh, that's a very nice. It's a very nice album cover. Very, ooh, very, very green.
Here's the animated one.
Ooh, a little it's waterfall on that nice, Spotify animation.
See,
ooh.
This is the type of Spotify. Like on the Spotify app, sometimes instead of having the little picture on the album cover, it's just an animation.
Yeah,
this is one that it's like loops. A GIF.
Most of them are
most
like
of
GIFs.
Them don't loop, and it drives me crazy.
I think they loop, but they're just like weirdly long clips that are usually of like sections of a music video.
No. I mean loop as in like
it's literally looped. Like you can't see the difference between.
You can't see the cut.
Yeah, you can't see the cut.
That's okay. What I mean. Those okay. are the ones I really like. There's a bunch though that just like. Have a clip play and then it starts over. So yeah. It's just like kind of jarring.
It is jarring. I agree.
Anyway.
Here's Wayside by Sebastian Kamai.
Kamai.
Thank you.
I Googled it.
Thank you.
Google. Thank you. That was Wayside by Sebastian Camai. Really chill, really relaxing. Fits the pic, the gif.
Yeah.
The clip.
Yeah. Really fits the, you know, the embers flying up from the campfire next to us.
On a roof, really?
On a roof.
Sounds like a safety hazard.
Yeah.
In a glass tent.
Yeah.
How... Yeah. Is there like a, I mean,
I'm no, we're just letting the smoke go up. It's like, it's like, you know, those, you know, garages and, when you just like turn your truck on and just like leave it on, that's just like, that's kind of what we're doing right now.
In it. No, there's like a, it's
like the exhaust pipe.
No, no,
it's just like filling up with CO2.
Not like that at all.
And we're just drifting away.
No,
no, it's not.
We're on a roof. It's like,
it's nothing
a
like
tent
that.
With a hole on top, and the smoke. Oh, is
okay.
Just
there's
coming
a hole
out.
On the top.
We're doing
okay,
smoke
cool.
signals. Like okay. we, there's a flap on the top, and we're like pulling a string, signaling like what we're saying to the. There's no mics.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's
okay,
how
okay,
we're
okay.
doing the like.
Very accessible.
Part.
It's yeah, just yeah, all yeah. in. It's just all
Morse code, yeah.
But with smoke.
Yeah, smoke signals.
Okay.
Is that how
okay.
you do smoke signals, or?
I have no idea. I have no
I'm
idea.
I'm sure you can say like two or three things.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be able to say, like, hi. I'm sure he'd nail that.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. Woo.
We're on a roof.
We're on a roof, everybody.
We could probably say, hi, we're on a roof, and then...
We could definitely say, hi, we're on a roof. Also...
Just loop that.
Additionally, so PSAs.
Is it already that time?
Well, it's, like, halfway through the show.
Normally, we do it, like, 6:45.
Yeah. I kind of like... I feel like we should do it halfway through, because then we have more music on the back end.
That's true.
Instead
also,
of being like,
we don't, oh wait, there's a folder, right?
Well, see, when you say a folder, I think you mean a folder.
Well, we found.
And I think you mean a folder that has one PSA.
No. We found one folder.
We did
there
find.
There could be more.
Well, see, this is literally PSAs. In their drive.
It's right there.
Right, but there's like
a bunch.
One.
Oh, what are those things then? Above it.
This is wildfire prevention. No, those are recorded no. ones. So if we want to play a recording,
I don't want to
either.
That's
but
weird.
But
why do they only have those?
Does this guy have PSAs?
Whoa.
Yeah. Mhm.
A lot of traffic cones.
Yeah. Well, this is just VLC player.
I know.
They're just MP3s. But no, yeah.
They're
so
all JPEGs.
I'm trying to think of
one traffic cone.
Of one traffic cone. This guy just really likes this one traffic cone and thought he'd save it a bunch of times, make sure he doesn't lose it. But
we've read them.
I don't know.
Cross ones so many times.
What really counts as a PSA? Can we do Lafayette themed PSAs?
I don't think so. I think they need to be.
They have to be like approved PSAs.
I think so.
Because I was just gonna be like, oh, there's this event going on. You should go to it.
Most of our listeners are not at school.
Well.
Like,
come on, dude. We're huge in the Lafayette community. What do you mean?
Guaranteed none of the listeners. Well, like one or two.
What do you mean? People aren't into like weirdly leftist lo-fi radio shows at Lafayette?
PM.
At 6 p.m. You're saying no one's out there, you know, tuning in, raising their fists?
I mean, maybe. Hopefully. Hi.
Hey, everyone. If you go to Lafayette, thanks.
Thanks. Okay.
I'm sorry is the right answer to that.
Are you sure there's no other folders?
Yeah, we don't have any more PSAs, so
we
won't be publicly making any service announcements anytime soon.
We have to. It's a requirement.
It's a requirement. I just read the
Red
Cross one.
Remember when we used to read like one?
Remember when we used to read zero?
That's true.
WJ Rich Executive Board, if you're listening, please
give
us more PSAs.
Who, what are the other shows doing?
Probably
nothing.
Nothing.
Probably not even doing them.
Yeah, other shows. This is your call out. Official call out.
We're doing better than you guys. I don't know what to
I'm
say.
Sorry. Step up.
I don't know how else to say it.
Your game? Non-existent.
I'm going to read this in the dark.
No, please do. Strain your eyes for the show. For the people. For the people show.
All right, I'm going to start now.
Keep going. You're doing great.
Don't interrupt me.
You're doing great. Sorry.
Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you can imagine. Sorry, it's like the backside is leaking through, so it's hard to read. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org.
Thank you, American Red Cross.
Thank you, every show, for reading this.
We like American are Red individually Cross. Like supporters of the American Red Cross as a result of this show. They're going to like reach out to us and like ask us to be their like spokespeople. So we see you really care about the American Red Cross. We really appreciate your consistent support over the last few years.
I mean, you read it every week.
You read it every week on every show. I mean, unprompted.
I'd be fine to do that if they're down to pay us.
Yeah. Right, let's see. Excuse me, nonprofit Red Cross. Can you sponsor us?
I was going to ask if they're.
Our small radio show based out of Easton, Pennsylvania. And not even the good part of Easton, Pennsylvania. The worst part of Easton, Pennsylvania. College Hill.
Hey, man. It's the trees are nice.
Also known as segregation.
No. That's just how colleges are.
Coming up next. We have
you played a song. Wait, did you play a song
last? No, you just played the last song.
Oh, right.
So I was doing that annoying transition where I cut you off.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
I
no
appreciate
problem.
It.
Here is It's Finally Raining Again by Elijah Hu.
Also a good artist.
Yeah, really
classic.
Really good. And I saw this one cuz you know, rain.
Yeah.
Thought I'd incorporate it. So, here y'all go. That was It's Finally Raining Again by Elijah Hu.
Elijah Hu?
Elijah Hu? Off of the album Gentle Boy, which is a very nice album title. Very relatable album title.
It's like a Joey Pecoraro. Soft
yeah.
Boy or
yeah.
Nice Boy.
Tired Boy?
Tired Boy. That's
Tired
it.
Boy. Yeah.
One of those words.
One of those. Yeah, one of those words.
One of those boys.
A descriptor that I relate to.
Yeah.
Man, music is cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It was good.
I got some music.
Oh.
If you're interested.
Do you?
If you're interested.
I might have to go off air. I don't know.
No, it's a little more upbeat than the other ones.
You sure? Could you get more upbeat than that last one? You think?
I think it I think it makes it.
You think it just makes it? Yeah.
Just barely.
Just barely makes the mark. Okay. Yeah. 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 What we got? What we got?
It's called Forgotten by Marcus D, and it's a collab with him and Jinsang. Another classic.
An absolute classic.
Forgotten. That one. Dragon.
Ooh, it's got a nice little dragon album cover.
Yeah. A lady riding a dragon.
That's nice. Well, here's Forgotten by Marcus D and Jinsang.
That was Forgotten by Marcus D and Jinsang.
His music's putting you to sleep.
It's just it's
not kinda, a bad way.
It's warm in here, it's rainy, and it's lo-fi.
Yeah.
What could you expect?
Yeah, I'm legit knocking.
I mean, we're close to being done.
So close.
I mean, not that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Only 17 minutes we can get out of the studio. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh, darn.
I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, boy. I'm so hungry.
But
oh,
it is cozy in here, I will say.
Dude, which Lafayette dining hall are we going to choose?
Probably upper because it's right there and it's also raining. I don't want to walk.
It is right there. It's true. I was thinking Marquis just because ice cream, but then I was like, ah, oh, it's cold and gross.
And rainy.
And rainy. Especially rainy.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk outside.
I don't.
I really don't want to walk outside. We'll just live in here. I mean, each of us have a comfy chair. We can sleep there. There's a fan. Look at that fan.
We
that
can fan's watch going everyone off. Else's shows live.
Yeah. They'll be like, what are you doing here, guys? And they'll be like, no. We live here.
Live audience.
Live audience. Don't worry about it.
Just do you.
We're just, it's like in classes where that, like, professor, like, sits in the back and, like, writes, like, reviews about your professor or like I don't even really know what those are. I'm assuming they're that.
Is it just me or do you like try harder just to make the professor look better for the
it depends on who the professor is.
That's true.
If I don't like them, I will ghost them during the class and it's so entertaining. But most of the time I like my professor. Yes, I will usually do that.
Yeah.
Often. And then sometimes my professors will literally ask me to like gas them up.
Oh.
Like I had an experience with one of my professors where they were like, all right, so they're coming in to evaluate who's going to be like the head of the department. And it's going to be between me and one other person that they're hiring. And I want you to gas me up low key.
That's kind of
questionable.
Yeah. That's a good word for it.
Questionable.
I would not have done that.
Yeah, well, I like the professor, so
wow,
gassed him up. Not really. I tried the same in both classes. I just actually, I genuinely feel more comfortable with the other professor. So
participated in fraud.
Basically, yeah. Please take me away. Take me away. I am so sorry. I've ruined the educational system. But I was just going to say,
sanctity.
Those people who sit in the back are always so uncomfortable because it's not like they introduce themselves. Mm-mm. They like pretend like nobody notices. Everyone but then does. Everyone looks at them like 400 times throughout the class. Yeah, exactly. Like, who's this like old person sitting in the, who's this person who's above 30 sitting
not
in the back?
Always old.
They are between the ages. Okay. Let's talk about old for a second. This is relative. I am 20 years old. Someone who's 30 to me is 1.5 times my age. That's old.
That's not old to me.
Okay. In the sense that they stand out,
they're
relative to
you.
The other students
oh, well,
who are between 18 and 23,
I
24
just mean,
usually.
Yeah. I don't really throw
old I don't really around. See age, you know.
No, I just I don't know.
No, I just meant like it's off-putting because it's just this random person you've never met in the back of your class
oh,
that
yeah.
looks nothing like any of the other students and just kind of chills there in their little like button down and trousers and just kind of like writes down random stuff at random times. And it's never like, I feel like they write down notes from the class, but also side notes too. Cause I've seen them write when everybody else writes, but then also just like separately. So
well,
I can't tell if they're writing stuff that's on the board and like giving an example of notes to someone.
Students write like after the teacher's done talking. So they're probably like writing so they can still listen.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just, that's a guess though.
Yeah. I don't know. They always just throw me off. But
you got any more lo-fi?
Dude. You know I got some more lo-fi. You know I got some left in the bank.
You know you got like one more song.
You know I got like at least one more song. All right, so coming up next is Stella's Story by Dream Easy Collective featuring Kendall Miles.
Oh, Kendall Miles.
An absolute classic. We're bringing out the classics here.
A lot of features, though.
Yeah, a lot of features, though.
I'm fine
yeah.
with that.
Hey, they gotta make money somehow.
They still shine.
They gotta make money somehow.
Well, they're kind of helping out the other people, make them, if I'm being honest.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I just meant gotta get that big exposure. Gotta get those listens. Yeah, that cheddar from Spotify,
Spotify,
who definitely pays their artists enough.
Lo-fi on Spotify.
Oh yeah, lo-fi artists are probably like the lowest paid artists on Spotify.
Besides like. 1,000 listens in my hometown artist.
Excuse me. Joey Raps is a great artist.
That's at like half of Spotify.
It's so many like SoundCloud rappers that should not have left SoundCloud.
Just
that's what a lot of Spotify
is. Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Do what you do.
Go back on Bandcamp.
Like, you're thriving there. Just keep it going.
You seem like you're doing great over there. Yeah.
Great is relative, but...
No, they're not making any money on any of these platforms because we devalue music. But here is Stella's Story by Dream Easy Collective featuring Kendall Miles. That was Stella's Story by Dream Easy Collective and Kendall Miles. Continuing to put me to sleep. One note at a time.
Any song Kendall Miles is on instantly knocks me out.
They've mastered
the sleep song.
Perfect Blue by Kendall Miles is my most listened to song of 2018.
Me with Dream Sequence by Kendall Miles.
Yeah, so...
because I would listen to it every night before I went to sleep because mm-hmm. I would just, like, listen to it. It would just mellow me out, and then I'd have a sweet sleep.
Sweet little dreams. I would loop it. I would high-key loop Perfect Blue because it kind of, like, already is looping by itself.
I don't like falling asleep with music in my ears. I would rather just mellow out and then just go to sleep.
Yeah, well, as many people who know me would know, it is quite literally impossible for me to fall asleep without music on. It's a weird thing. I don't know what it is. I've been doing it since I was like 13.
It's probably because you've been doing it since you've been 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's probably why.
So I have yet to be able to break the cycle.
You just gotta do it.
See, I've tried doing it.
You could swap it out with like
a fan. It's not really worth
a fan. White noise.
So you act like I haven't tried these before.
Yeah, but I'm guessing you like try doing it. You can't fall asleep for one night and then you go back to music.
Yeah, because why wouldn't I?
It's like resetting a sleep schedule.
It's not worth it though, because I can just play music.
That's true, I guess.
Because I'm not. It's like. It's just music.
I don't know, man. Why try breaking the cycle?
I was just trying to see fall asleep without music, but I can't. No. I have to be, like, super, super tired. Like, I have actually, like, be unable to move my body in order to fall asleep without music. So, yeah, it's a struggle, but...
as long as it's, like on a speaker.
Dude, that's why I got that thicky speaker in my room.
It's better than having headphones in.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I used to listen to... I'd wake up sometimes, and it would just still be going, and I'd be like, whoa.
That's not good.
Sometimes the music would get in my dreams, and that was whack.
That's cool, I guess.
It was kind of interesting.
Could be a bad thing.
It'd be like repeating throughout my dream, which was kind of interesting.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it's 6:52. It's a beautiful Wednesday night.
Yeah.
What's our next song?
It's Long Day by Guru Griff.
Man After My Own Heart.
It's the type of lo-fi... well, it's not up there. Just look up the name afterwards. Why'd you do...
there we go. Here is... yeah, let's not talk about how I typed that. Here is Long Day. Just had a visitor. Long Day by Guru Griff. A visitor. Yeah, you know, just popping in.
Just popping in, saying hi. Thank you.
That was Long Day by Guru Griff.
I like it. Any jazzy lo-fi, I'm so down. Just yawning and straight into the mic.
I'm so tired. I don't think I've ever been more tired. But do you know what's even more exhausting?
What, Joey? What could you possibly be
What could I possibly be referring to? Well, yeah. For our listeners who don't know, there's a bunch of people just hanging out outside the studio.
Obviously, I don't know. Maybe their watches are wrong.
I don't know if they can't. They may haven't learned how to count yet, and I'm sorry if that's the case, but 7 goes after 6, and it's not 7 yet.
Yeah.
And it's 6.
56.
This is 6:56, actually. So
it's all good.
They're basically screaming outside of our studio.
Well,
they're basically yeeting. They did kind of open the door and then grab things.
No. The second
they were inside the room.
The second person almost did. The first person.
We almost got stormed.
The first person just left something of theirs in here.
Just kind of propped it open.
Yeah. Do you have a song?
Bro.
I kind of want to play another song, so I just want to, like, you'd play one, and then I could play one.
Let's just play one and then shut it down. Because really? Clearly some people are pretty antsy to start their show. So, playing one more song.
They just want to get going.
They just really love the station and everything it stands for.
I'm going to play a song that uses a very common sample.
Oh, it does it now. Tune. Does it now.
It samples... Shigeo Sakito's song "The Word 2," which you might recognize from maybe Wiz Khalifa or Mac DeMarco. Those are some popular samples. This one is another one, "Gently" by Eggs, but the G's are 6s.
This is a classic.
Yep,
I've listened to the song.
Yep, me too.
Here is "Gently" by. Oh, we had a whole thing on this.
Yeah.
Where I would say E66, and then you were like, eggs. Nah, it's eggs. And then it's I was like,
obviously eggs.
Here's eggs. I'll say it well, this
it's,
time.
It's called.
Here is eggs.
It's called Gently. Gently by Eggs. Gentle Eggs.
Does this have an album? Off of Eggs Classics 2.
It's a little pretentious.
Yeah. Saying that they're your own classics.
Eggs, you're good.
Eggs Classics 2 by Eggs.
That was Gently by Eggs.
An absolute banger. And that's going to do it for us. The clock has struck 7.
Has it actually?
7 does come after 6.
Nice.
And that means we'll be shutting down our show. So we hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday night. I hope the people outside don't scream like that when they're on the show.
Yeah, me too.
We apologize if they do.
Just...
just remember.
For your own good, turn it off right
just
now.
Just turn off the stream.
Close the tab once. Just close once it. You
don't even listen
us.
To it.
Once we sign off, you sign
you
off
just
too.
Just sign off with us.
It's just a group sign.
Solidarity. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, 18042. Just keep going with the address. This has been The Roof.
Thanks for
thank you for
climbing
joining
up
us.
With us.
Don't worry, we're going to put out our campfire first.
Slippery way down.
Before
watch
we go.
Watch your step.
Yeah, I'm hoping to find some sticks to use as crutches, but we'll see how successful I am. I've been, I almost just said I've been Joey. I'm still Joey.
That's
thank
good.
You for listening.
I'm glad. And, I'm Luke. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Lucas, what was it?
Prescott. Lucas Prescott.
Thank you, Lucas Biscuit, for being on the show.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, you don't
are you that. Still Joey? Or
Joey Lizzy with checking. A 1Z. Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't change it at all, you know?
No. It's the same.
Anyway, Luzzy. We should... Bye.
Yeah, have a good night, everyone. We got to get out of here before we get rammed by everyone else outside.
Stampede. Trampled.
Yeah, I don't want that. I already have one broken leg.
Yeah.
All right, well, good night.